Good morning. Am I speaking with Musharraf?
Yes. Hi, Sean. Good morning.
How are you today, sir?
All right. Hey, Tom.
All right. So, Michael, our admin, says you have a question about one of the properties that we were insuring?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that house was, you know, it's been sold as of February the 31st. I mean, I'm sorry, February the 1st or the January 21st. I mean, 31st. So let me see. Which day is it? Okay.
Which property are we referring to?
8512 Laurel Oak Drive in Springfield.
That property has been sold?
Yeah.
Confirm the address that you're living in now?
11801 Lake Baldwin Drive, Bristol, Virginia, 20136.
Just bear with me, Musharraf. I got a large document printing in my office right now. If that's, if you hear some background noise.
Uh-huh, no problem.
So are you renting out the Springfield property?
I was thinking about doing that, and then but I saw the market was just good because of these things, and I thought maybe it's better to just sell it off since it's still hot. So I sold the property.
All right. So just let's talk things out, because we were at one time insuring 4524 Cub Run Road. Did you sell that property?
Yeah. I don't have that one, too. It's gone.
The only property that I show that we still have active is 8512 Springfield Oaks Drive.
Yeah, that's the only one that was active at the time. Yeah. So I did call like a few months ago, and I did talk to somebody. I don't know who that person was now, and I to inform them. But, you know, I don't know what happened. I never received any cancellation or anything from you guys. You know, so I don't know, because of, you know, it's just a policy that is like, you know, not needed anymore. And
E512 Springfield Oaks Drive.
Yeah. I know it's not Springfield. It's Laurel Oaks. Let me just make sure the address was. Yeah, it's the Laurel Oak Drive.
Do you have any kind of documentation when it was sold? Because looking at it, unless you did like an off-market or off-market sale.
Yeah, if you go online, it shows you sold on 2/1/21, and.
It's saying it's last sold back in 2004.
Yeah, that was, I think you're looking at Springfield. Those are two streets right next to each other. The one that is mine is Laurel Oak Drive, not the Springfield Oak. They kind of look similar in the same numbers, I think. But, you know, sometime in the past, I may have got into that little thing, but the actual address for the property that you guys are insuring for me is the 85
to a Laurel Oak.
So if you look the Laurel Oak, you'll see it for two.
I think we were insuring Springfield Oaks the whole time.
What? I don't know why that was, but
My address was Laurel Oak.
I don't know. Maybe there's somebody did typo there or something. I don't know.
That was a rental property, right?
Yeah.
All right. Are we insuring your primary house, the Baldwin Drive?
The Lake Baldwin, it's been with, I don't remember even name of their company, because of when I bought the purchase of this place, it was builder who had their own insurance or like affiliate, and it was a pretty good rate from them, and they insured it through them, and since I got the loan through them, and they did that.
Well, let's insure, yeah, Ms. Sharf, I've got no problem canceling the rental property. We'll send that refund back to your address there at Lake Baldwin, but let's insure the Lake Baldwin property. You have your home and auto. You can package that together with us. I can show you some options, what that would look like.
Yeah.
What do you want me to know about the policy you have now?
On top of my head, I don't know all the specifications that I have with the existing, you know, insurer, because of, you know, it's just, I don't know what the deductible is and all that stuff. So, I mean, if you want to send me something in the email, that'd be, yeah, that's something I can take a look and see if you have a better deal, then, you know, why not?
I think in terms of coverage, we certainly have a better product. What's the company that's insuring the house now? You said you got insurance for the builder.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't probably look through my, you know, documents and try to confirm the name of the company. It's not like something very, you know, nationalized brand, you know, something like Liberty Mutual or anything like that. It's just a smaller company, I think, and I don't remember their name. I have to probably go through my documents to find their name out.
Okay. You still have my email, Musharf?
Let me see. Just a second here. I don't have that. You know, most of the emails I've been getting was through the area insurance, and your name, they just put your name and phone number on the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm. Just picked up Erie, and that's how I got you.
Yeah. I'll send you an email shortly, just for today's conversation purpose. I already processed the cancellation on the rental property back to February 1st.
Okay.
So whenever billing cuts that check, that's going to be prorated and sent to your address there.
Okay.
But I do have a feeling you'll probably enjoy better what we can offer in terms of insuring your primary residence. It's just going to be, you know, price aside, it's just going to be more coverage that you, okay, as the actual owner of the property would benefit from.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, if you want to send something over, you know, as far as the coverage and what at what rate, I mean, it's the insurance. This one is on a mortgage, and the other rental was a pay, you know, was there was no loan, but this one has a loan, so it goes through the you know, the escrow account through the mortgage company.
Yeah, well, that's typically how we build these types of policies. Okay. What else did I want to ask you? So that is your primary, right? Nobody's renting this from you.
No, this one is primary. I've been living here since
Okay.
Years.
I believe we quoted you last year. The cars, do you still have the 2017 Corolla and the 2015 Pathfinder?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Has your driving changed at all since last year?
Yeah, driving habits are still, you know, below pre, you know, COVID. I mean, it's just like, you know, it mostly is all work from home and stuff, so it's only when I need to go, so that's not when I drive, but mostly, you know, there's no daily commute type thing going on.
Right. Which car do you drive and which one is the scene to drive?
the, you know, I drive the Hina, drive mostly the Nissan, and that's just, you know, she doesn't work, so she just only goes out on a, like a grocery type of trips or anything, something like that. But I drive the Corolla, and that's just like, you know, since like a year, over a year, or, you know, probably a year and a few months, it's just not getting some any real big mileages because of, you know, I don't drive as much anymore.
I think the big standout on the car would be, I'm sorry, on the house would be coverage for underground plumbing below the house that we can include, as well as, you know, our own version of a home warranty, which will cover equipment breakdown. So any of the major home appliances break down, then we replace them. If you already are paying for a home warranty, this would supplement a lot of that. It's already just built into the home insurance.
Oh, okay. So you guys also include the home warranty type of thing in this insurance?
Yeah, it's not for small appliances, though. It's for, like, the big stuff. HVAC, the hot water heater, sump pump. But your responsibility as a homeowner, those things are going to break down with age anyways.
Yeah, yeah. No,
you may as well have the coverage for it. But I would say 99% of companies won't cover those things.
Yeah, most companies, they don't deal with that type of things. They just go, they have that insurance, that's it.
Exactly. And if you don't have coverage for water and sewage backup, like internal flooding in the house on your current policy, which a lot of people do not, you definitely want to have that too, because 40% of homeowners' claims are water related.
Yeah.
What I typically do, Musharraf, is I do like a little screen sharing video. It takes me like 5 minutes to put together. I just go over the highlights,
and then I
attach copies of the proposals. So I'll work on getting that out to you within the hour, just to give you a brief glimpse. And obviously, like, you know, whatever you have now, the price that you're paying is not going to tell me much about the policy. So you just want to reply back with the actual documents. I can tell you what you're not getting and what is good about it, and then you can make your mind up as to what you like to do.
Yeah, sure.
So just look out for that. I'll send that within the hour and
okay,
get you all taken care of. But a refund check should come to you in 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay.
Have I answered all your questions today for you?
Yeah, so that the quote you're sending is for the house or for the automobiles as well?
I'll send both.
Okay.
Because there's a 40% discount combined when we package them together.
Yeah. That's the only way I'm probably going to be able to save money to package them together. So, I think let's do that.
Well, you know, first and foremost, I'd like to get you some better coverage, but if we can save you money in the process, then that's a double win.
Yeah.
Probably that would be the outcome.
Yeah.
And when's the last time that you had your life insurance reviewed? When's the last time that you had your life insurance reviewed, you and your wife?
Life insurance?
Yes.
I don't remember. I don't know if I mean, I probably have some coverage through the company I work for, but not on my own. I don't have that.
You don't own any? Just renting through the group plan?
Yeah. So, yeah. So you guys offer life insurance as well?
Yeah, it's become critical over the last year. I mean, with health being a focal target, people are concerned about the mortality, and some people are dying from these vaccines and these viruses.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have limited coverage through work, but if you ever leave the company, if they ever fire you, if you become disabled, then it basically nullifies the group plan. So most people would rather own their own life insurance, and if you're young and healthy, you can do so at a nominal cost. I mean, it only makes sense. Part of your financial planning, especially if you have kids, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
It's not for you, it's for them.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I wanted to look into that to see where, you know, all the things. I mean, what is going to, I mean, I also heard about some about, you know, like if you go through like the, you know, some people use it to save money, meaning like they do loans through it, you know, and stuff like that. Like, a, you know, whole, I don't know. I heard some things about if you have life insurance, there is like a, you know, you could save some money by, you know, having some, use it as a, like a bank account or something. Do you know anything about that?
It's just the permanent life insurance that accrues cash value. But we're talking about different needs. So it really depends what your objective is. If you want to have, if your main concern is if you die today, is your family stuck with the mortgage balance and credit card debt and bills and, you know, college education costs, then a lot of people will invest in term insurance, but a lot of people will get permanent insurance if they want a different goal. Like if they want to leave a legacy to their family, if they want to leave an inheritance to their children.
Yeah.
They want to pay off final expenses, you know, funeral costs and such.
Right.
Yeah, but normally, yeah, you know, for people with a 30-year mortgage, you set them up with some 30-year term insurance. And then that way, you know, if we have one husband who's the breadwinner and a wife that stays at home, the husband dies, then the wife can receive a check to pay off the entire house or do whatever it is that she would like to do. But basically puts her in a position where financially there's no concern of having to get a job, sell the house, you know, change your entire lifestyle.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I might be interested in looking into that, but I don't know. You know, it all depends on the cost and all the, you know, variables.
Yeah. It's not going to change your lifestyle at all. You are, what, 20? No, you're 43 this year?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you were going to look at something like a 20-year term option, that's coverage until age of retirement.
Right.
I can share with you a few different options, but we need some input from you as far as what you want the policy to do. So I typically will ask, how much do you owe on the mortgage? Do you have any other kind of debt that we need to consolidate? Do you have any kind of ambition to start a college fund for your kids? Because we can include that.
Yeah, I mean, you can. Could you start a college fund through this life insurance? I mean, like, you know, because of I know there are some, you know, 529 plans that you could save some money. But is there some room in the life insurance as well that you would be able to, you know, save some money or and use it at the later time when there is the kid is like at the college age?
One aspect of the policy that, you know, if you were to become terminally ill, you can access the money to pay for medical expenses. But as far as the college fund, you know, you won't be around to see that most likely. That's planning for your family after you're gone, you know, so
okay.
If you don't get to grow up and see your children go to college, then at least the life insurance policy will create a legacy and will help pay off the house and create some generational wealth.
Right. Okay.
And,
yeah, if you can send me some, you know, information about it, yeah, I can take a look into it.
Musharraf, do you or your wife smoke? Do you take any kind of medication?
No, I don't take any medication. And yeah, we don't smoke.
Okay. What's the current balance on your mortgage, right? I will start there, and then I'll show you a few different options.
It's around $172,000 in the current mortgage balance.
Okay. And what's the current income that you earn, right?
I think it's around, you know, with the overtime, it's around 80,000, but the overtime is, and some other Molokai do some time. It goes from over 100,000 to maybe 140, 130, sometimes stays around 110. So it depends on the year.
Yeah, that's quite a range. And Tina, does she work or she stays at home?
Yeah, she doesn't work.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, that changes your situation considerably. Something happens to you, Tina, and the children. They depend on your ability to earn income. So that would be a problem. Yeah, we'll share with you a few different options. Just watch my video that I'm going to record later, and hopefully this will answer all of your questions. And if it doesn't, then just email me, and we'll continue our conversation.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yep. And I'll talk to you later. I do have another meeting. I'm at work, so it's just online meeting.
Yeah, we're all set. I got a jet too. But it was good catching up with you, Mushar. We'll chat again soon.
Okay, sure. Thank you, John.
Take care.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.